broadcasting live from the West End Waltham in Boston, Massachusetts, for Vistage Executive Summit 2015. It's CEO exclusive. Now, here's your host, Soyini Koch.
Welcome to the Vistage Executive Summit 2015. We're broadcasting live from Boston, and I have with me Jim Pascale, who leads Pascale Service Corporation. And I know that you're in the logistics business, but tell us a little bit about what you do, Jim.
Yeah, we're actually in the heavy-duty truck parts or in repair business. We're a heavy-duty parts distributor in Rhode Island and into Massachusetts. In Massachusetts as well, into Connecticut. We recently opened a store in Connecticut, still over the Rhode Island border.
So what are some things that are happening in your industry that you think would be of interest to other middle market CEOs?
Well, the economy has helped tremendously. I think the fact that the economy has grown and doing better, all the other companies that we do business with are doing well. Construction, landscapers, oil companies are all doing well because of the economy, and therefore we're doing very well. So it's very dependent on the economy. And we're trying to grow our business to be able to do that more business that's available to us. And so we have to be a little bit more inventive and try to get good and better employees, which is very hard to do right now.
And so you mentioned the economy, but are fuel prices affecting your business at all?
It does. It's the fact that it's come down recently has been very good for the independent truck owners and other big companies, especially for independent owner-operators, they call them. It makes their profitability go right up.
And so do you mainly work with smaller trucking companies?
The bulk of our business is 4 to 5 truck owners that are in small independent businesses. Some large fleets do come in, but our main customer are small 5 to 10 truck owners.
Who is it that you're looking for, and what are you looking for in those?
We'd like to get anybody that knows our business particularly, which is really rare, but a lot of the people that have been with companies tend to stay there right now. Wages are going up. We have to pay more to existing employees that we have, but we'd like to see the younger people coming in and come into our industry, which is, I don't think they tend to be going there lately, but we're looking for them, and we're willing to train them, and we pay for the training and bring them on board. And some of the older people have been in it are starting to retire out, and they're very hard to replace. And that experience is which is very, very important to us. And we have to pass that down onto the new people that are coming on board.
And one of the things that we've been hearing a lot about is millennials, you know, and hiring people that are in that 18 to, you know, early 30 age range. Are you experiencing working with millennials, and how is that affecting you and your hiring in this process of trying to scale your business?
We are seeing them coming in, especially for technicians, mechanics that work on the heavy-duty trucks. The younger ones are coming in, and they go into trade schools, and unfortunately, not a lot of good trade schools in this area, but there are others that specialize in diesel technicians, and they come in with different expectations that we're used to. So we have to kind of think the way they do, and we have to change our way of thinking when we do interview them. And they seem to be a good resource, but there's not really a lot of them, and I wish more would get into the trades, especially in mechanics and what we do as well.
How long have you had the business?
I'm a second generation, and my father started in 1945, and I've been in it all my life. It's all I've ever done ever since I was a little kid, but I basically took over in 1970 when I graduated from school.
And so you must have seen a lot of changes over the course of those many, many, many years. How are you thinking about, you know, that transition and family-owned business? There are a number of our guests today who have spoken about family-owned businesses. That transition from your father to you, and then who are you looking towards as the successor, the next person who's going to take over the business from you?
Well, I have a daughter and my son-in-law. They both have been working in business a number of years, and right now we're training them to take over. And it's a little different than when I got involved. It was more hands-on. Now it's we were very much evolved around mechanics originally, and then we grew into a distribution company. Three-quarters of our business is distribution of heavy-duty truck parts, and they're very good at that. So we're trying to have them understand the mechanical end of the business, and we're trying to hire other managers to help run that with them. So it's a work in process, so we're trying to figure out how to do it, and so far it's working very well.
Okay. And, you know, they say most family-owned businesses don't make it past the second generation. Mm. You may have heard that statistic. What are you doing to make sure that your daughter and your son-in-law kind of keep the institutional knowledge, keep the values, keep the culture that has made your company successful so far?
Well, first off, we have to have the people that work there accept them as good new owners or managers. And in my case, I'm lucky. We're very well suited for it. Now, all the people that work in there are accepting that, and they do get along well. So that's very important, that first off, that they are capable of doing that, and that the workers there do accept them. And I think that's the key to it right now. But it's also training. It's hard for me to let go, you know, of the everyday running of the business. So I'm kind of pushing a lot of my responsibilities off on the both of them, and I let them make decisions. I may sit in on a discussion, but I'll kind of, you know, school them a little bit before they go into negotiations with insurance companies or vendors. And so they're slowly taking that over. I'm trying to back myself out of it, which is not that easy to do.
What are some of the biggest challenges you've seen since, you know, you've taken over the business from your father in the 70s?
Well, personnel is the biggest issue. The typical technician or even our part salespeople, they have to be more educated. High school education is really not enough anymore. They really need a couple of years of college. They have to be able to be good with computers, especially technicians. It's not just doing things with your hands. You have to have laptop computers that plug into the vehicles and the diagnostics. There's chemistry involved now with the new vehicles. They have these what they call regeneration devices on the diesel engines that clean up the exhaust. And you have to be knowledgeable, and you have to go to classes and be certified in these technologies. And they have to be a little bit smarter and a more educated workforce.
And as you think about these people issues, how much growth have you experienced?
The economy's been a little bit cyclical. We've gone up and down, but we've kind of stagnated in our area. That's why we've expanded into our new parts store and into Connecticut. And I think we've pretty much, the growth has stopped. We're taking on different product lines to help grow a little bit, but it's, especially in Rhode Island where we're from, it's very densely populated, a lot of competition around, so there's not a lot of room for growth. But I think by probably taking on different kinds of product lines and growth in that area, but we're finding a very good opportunity just getting over the border in Rhode Island. A lot of people don't realize how densely populated it is around here. People do not like to travel. We joke in Rhode Island, if you live in northern Rhode Island, if you want to go down to the other end of the state, which is about a 3/4 hour ride, you plan on staying overnight. So that seems to be the mentality. So it's true, the customers don't like to travel up north and go through Providence. They'd rather go into Connecticut and buy. So our thinking was to put the store near them. So we are picking up Rhode Island customers in the southern part of the state into Connecticut.
So what are your plans for growth? Where do you want to see Pascal?
Yeah, we're going to put more parts stores in. I think the growth for us and for my daughter and son-in-law to be able to grow the business in the wholesale and retail parts business. And the repair business, it'll grow too, but it'll take probably outside managers to help us grow in that area. And hopefully we can get them.
So we're here at the Vistage Executive Summit, and you have access to 200 other middle market CEOs. Mm-hmm. What are some of the issues that you're going to bring to them that maybe a couple questions that you have that you want to use the day to answer?
Well, a lot of it was brought up in the sessions this morning. We listened to our speakers, and we all kind of had the same questions asked. Basically, personnel, where are we going to get tomorrow's workers? And that's a big issue there. Succession planning. We all have the same issues at the table, and that was brought up, and we discussed that amongst one another. And it's very helpful to get their input and what they're going through, so you feel you're not the only one going through it, and you get some great input and some very good ideas from it.
And what's the best advice that you have for, you know, a CEO who may not have, you know, more than 30 years under their belt like yourself? What's the best piece of advice that you can give for somebody who's, you know, maybe a little bit more junior in their tenure?
I would definitely get into Vistage. It was the best thing that ever happened to me. Before, we usually go to industry meeting with other people in the same business as you, and you really don't get any other outside insights. So the in our group there, there's people from all kinds of different businesses there, and it makes your thinking, it makes you think differently, and you get better ideas, and they see things that you don't see. So I would highly recommend that they get other peers from different businesses to reevaluate what you do and things that you don't see that others do, and that's very helpful.
Great. Well, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us this morning.
Thank you.
This show is brought to you by Annona Enterprises, where strategy is your access to money and performance. Learn more at annonaenterprises.com.